So we are here in a very, very sacred place. It is a very confidential and secret place. To achieve access to Vrindavan in general is not easy. You cannot come to Vrindavan, Prabhupada would say, by buying a ticket. You cannot come to Vrindavan by the mercy of Air India, by the mercy of Aeroflot, Lufthansa, and so on. Lithuanian Airlines, Sibirsky. That is Vrindavan. But once you've come to Vrindavan, even, to have access to a place like this is even more rare. This is a very special place of the most confidential pastimes. This is Yavat, and this is where the palace of Jatila, Kutila and Abhimanyu was standing. And this is where Srimati Radharani was living when she was married. We told you the other day, I think, how Krishna was herding the cows nearby. Purnamasi came with a big laddu, gave it to Krishna, and said, there was a wedding. This is prasadam from the wedding. Krishna asked, oh, who was married? Purnamasi said, it was Abhimanyu. As Krishna was lifting the laddu to his mouth. And Krishna asked, oh, who did he marry? And took a bite. At that second, Purnamasi said, Radharani. Krishna bit, spat it out. That was the worst laddu I ever tasted. Yes. So we might wonder, why? How could this happen? Why would anyone want Radharani to marry someone else other than Krishna? But it was the arrangement of Purnamasi to add some spice to the pastimes. We also explained the other day how Radharani was saying that it would be so boring if we were married. Then we would have to be together. If we were not together, people would think, oh, something is wrong. There would be no excitement. So the excitement comes in the form of Jatila. She is the embodiment of transcendental excitement, although she may not look like it. And Abhimanyu and Kutila. So Jatila is the mother. She is called Jatila because she has a big jat. Many of you will know what a jat is, but some of you may not. Jat means a big ball, big lump of hair sticking up on the head. This is jat. And traditionally, the sadhus, some sadhus, they just let their hair grow and it's just everywhere. But then to keep it together, they mix some resin or some gluey stuff in with it. And so it becomes solid. This is jat. And Jatila has the best jat. And Abhimanyu, somehow by Purnamasi's arrangement, he became the husband of Radharani. But they are completely incompatible. You know, sometimes when there's some idea some boy will marry a girl, they do some astrological reading. Of course, nowadays, we do not know if anyone is qualified to do such a reading. Maybe they just look in the newspaper. What is in your stars today? Or they guess. But they say, you know, I've heard, if there's 60% compatibility, okay, maybe it can go ahead. In this case, the compatibility level was around 1 or 2%. Maybe minus. But still, Purnamasi let it go ahead. Because Radharani, Srimati Radharani, she is the embodiment of all good qualities, absolutely and completely. But Abhimanyu is not like that. He is, as they say in Hindi, murkh. Mahamurkh. Or in Russian they say, glupets. On maha glupets. He is big. In the Jewish people would say, schmuck. He is like that. He is very stupid. He is very dull. A little like the water buffalo. Compared to the cows. The cows, they have some life. The water buffalo, they're just sort of mahis. So anyway, so it's extreme incompatibility. And Jatila, Kutila, who is the daughter of Jatila, and Abhimanyu, they are constantly, 24 hours a day, they are thinking how to stop Krishna coming to meet Radharani. And how to stop Radharani from going out to meet Krishna. It is their constant meditation. We don't want Krishna. No Krishna. Krishna is bad. Keep Krishna away. You might think, when you hear this, you might think, What are people like this doing in Vrindavan? What are people like this doing in Krishna Leela? They are out of place. Maybe they should go live in Mecca. Or anyway, but but it's the wrong place for them. But actually, they are simply thinking under yoga maya. They are thinking how to protect Radharani. Radharani is very sacred and dear to them. They are in Radharani consciousness. And in this way they are in Krishna consciousness by Yoga Maya's arrangement. Because they are not demons. It sounds like they are demons, but they are not demons. Actually, Abhimanyu, he is a special incarnation of Krishna. He is an incarnation of Krishna's shadow. And when you see Abhimanyu in a little while, some minutes, then you will see he looks like Krishna. Somewhat. Except he has a rather evil look in his eyes. Very mischievous look. So here in Yavat then, many amazing pastimes took place. Pastimes in which either Krishna is trying to get in to meet Radharani, or Krishna is trying to get in, Radharani is trying to get out to meet Krishna. And Jatila, Kutila, and Manu are trying to stop whatever, in whatever way they can. Like, just across from here, about 1 or 2 kilometers, is Kokilavan, the of the cuckoos. What is cuckoo? Kushka. Kukushka in Russian. So everyone knows there's lots of cuckoos there, and the cuckoos fly around. So one day, one evening, Krishna was climbing over the walls to come in and meet Radharani. There was a tree there. He wanted to climb down through the tree. Jatila came out. She heard some movement in the tree. Fortunately, she is half blind. She could not exactly see what is this, but she could see some shape. So she knew someone is there. And she knew who is that someone likely to be. You can guess. So she called out, Jatila called out, "Who's there?" Krishna didn't know what to do. Krishna replied, "Cuckoo, cuckoo." Jatila said, "You're not a cuckoo. Who are you? Are you Krishna?" Krishna said, "Cuckoo, cuckoo." Jatila went inside. Krishna thought, right, I'm going to escape. Tried to climb up the tree again. But Jatila heard him. She came out again. "Who's there?" Krishna said, Cuckoo. So Krishna had to stay in the tree the whole night. Things like this happen here. One time in the month of Magh. Is January, February? Is Magh? Right, okay, month of Magh. Midwinter is very cold. 0 degrees. It's very cold. Srimati Radharani and the gopis went out of the palace. The front door was there. They went out. Kutila saw them. She confronted them. Where are you going? Radharani, in a very sarcastic way, but apparently very nice way, she said, I have taken a solemn vow. For this whole month, I will take my early morning religious bath in the Yamuna for the benefit of my dear, beloved, and respected husband, Abhimanyu. When the other gopis heard that, they were laughing and turning the other way, and Kutila could see this, and she knew, this is a trick. But Radharani was not admitting anything. Every day this month, for the benefit of my respected Pati Devata, I will do this. And off they went. But Kutila thought, this is a conspiracy. Quickly she ran to Nandagram. We will be walking there shortly. And she found some person and asked them also very nicely, where is Sri Nandanandan this morning? And that elderly gentleman said, Nandanandan, what a good boy. He has taken a solemn vow that every morning this month he will take his religious bath early in the Yamuna. What a good boy. And Jatila knew it is definitely a conspiracy. So she went running to the Yamuna. In those days it was flowing closer. Now it is some distance away. And she's looking around here and there, following the course of the Yamuna. She came to that place where Radha and Krishna were meeting. But fortunately, one of the gopis was keeping the lookout, Akrana, security. And she saw, here comes Kutila. Oh no. She came running back and raised the alarm. Watch out. Here comes Kutila. And Krishna immediately left. And just a few seconds later, Kutila burst in. Where is he? Where is that rascal? Now, for Krishna to do anything secretly is quite a serious problem. There are a number of reasons. One reason is Krishna's body is very fragrant. And that fragrance, forget about your perfumes from Paris, Chanel number 5. Forget about even your sandalwood oil from Loy Bazaar, which is probably not sandalwood oil. But anyway, forget all these things. Krishna is so fragrant that if he has been in a place, but then now he has gone from that place, but the fragrance of his body, it stays. Even 10 minutes later you can come and you can smell, Krishna has been here. His natural fragrance is like that. Our bodies also have natural fragrance. We will not talk about that. But Krishna, so sweet. And Kutila, because Krishna is always trying to come in and they are always chasing Krishna away. They know that fragrance. So Kutila came and immediately she smelt, Krishna was here. Actually, she said, I can smell Hari, Krishna. But Radharani and the gopis, they were playing innocent. And many Sanskrit words have multiple meanings. And Hari, it has a number of meanings. One is Krishna, but another meaning of Hari is lion. Lion. And Radharani and the gopis, they acted like they thought that Hari means lion. And they said, Kutila, thank you so much. You have saved our lives. You have warned us. A lion is nearby. Thank you. We are indebted to you. And they did it very sarcastically. And Kutila knew, of course. But Kutila knew it was too late anyway. So what to do? So she said, you rascals, we know all about you, girls. So anyway, Kutila realized there was nothing more she could do. She left. But little did she know, Krishna, who was just nearby, he had disguised himself as Abhimanyu. They look very similar. They're both blackish, bluish, sham color. So not difficult to disguise. So Krishna came out in front of Krishna disguised as Abhimanyu. He said, Kutila, what are you doing here? She explained, I almost caught your wife. Just missed. I almost caught Krishna with your wife. Just missed. Krishna disguised as Abhimanyu said, good try. Well done. Good effort. better luck next time. And Krishna, disguised as Abhimanyu, said, I have heard something astonishing. I have heard that Krishna has disguised himself as me. Kutila said, no, no, couldn't be. Krishna said, yes, I have heard. Slishal. And I have heard that he will come to our palace this afternoon at the same time I normally come home. Same time he will come as if he is me. And he will try to come inside and meet with Radharani. I have heard. So I am going to Mathura. I will tell King Kamsa. And I will bring the police and have him arrested. But you, Kutila, you go home now. Well, actually, no, sorry. Krishna, disguised as Abhimanyu, said, I will take my wife, Radharani, home to Yavat right now. Later I'll call the police. But now I'll take her home. I will take her into her room. We will lock the door from the inside. I will stay with her to make sure everything is all right. And you go home. You come home also. And you, Kutila, you get our mother, Jatila. You make big balls of cow dung. I mean big. Big balls. And you get up on the roof over the entranceway. And when that rascal comes, when he is at the door, you throw those balls on his head. One, two, three, four. Show him no mercy. And while you are doing that, you curse him. You use bad language. You tell him, you know who he is. And he will try to be very tricky. He will deny it. You tell him, we know who you are, you're Krishna. He will try to deny it. He will say, no, I am not Krishna. He will say, I am Abhimanyu. Then you know he's a rascal. Then you throw more balls on his head and you curse him again and again. And Kutila said, right, we will do it. So they all went back. Krishna, disguised as Abhimanyu, took Radharani into her rooms, locked the door from the inside, and had nice transcendental pastimes. Jatila and Kutila went on the roof with many big heavy balls of cow dung and waited. And sure enough, at the normal time, the real Abhimanyu came home. At the normal time, in the afternoon. And he's just about to open the door. Suddenly, bang! Crash! He's knocked to the ground. Looking up, lying on the ground. Who is doing this? It's his mother and sister. And now they're cursing him. Using bad language. We know who you are, you dirty rascal. You are Krishna! Bang! And Abhimanyu said, what? Me? Krishna? I'm not Krishna. I'm Abhimanyu. Look at me. Jatila said, we knew you would say that. That proves you're a rascal. Bang! 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 Abhimanyu, lying, semi-conscious. He said, he thought, my mother and sister have become possessed by ghosts. I will go to Mathura and get the exorcist to take the ghosts out. And away he went. And Radharani and Krishna continued their pastimes. And these things happen every day here in Yavat, such a special place. One time, Jatila thought, finally, it is too much. I have had enough. I cannot take it anymore. So she told Radharani, from today on, you are not going outside this palace. Ever. Again. You get into so much trouble with this rascal Krishna. There are so many rumors. So much bad talk. I have had enough. That's it. Finished. You will stay here for the rest of your life. That's all. So, Radharani was devastated. All the gopis who are there, they stay with Radharani. They were devastated. Radharani collapsed, unconscious. Lalita came running to Jatila. Radharani has been bitten by a snake. It was not really true. But it was true. She had been bitten by the black snake of separation from Krishna. Lalita said, she will die. Soon she will die. We have to get a snake doctor immediately. Jatila went running out here and there. Where's a snake doctor? She met Gargi. Gargi is the, I think she's the daughter. Or no, granddaughter. Anyway, something like that, of Sandipani Muni. And so Jatila approached her that, you're Brahmin? You know many mantras? How to help people in this way and that? Radharani's been bitten by a snake. You know the mantras to cure snake bite? Gargi said, no, but my sister, Vidyavali, she is married to a Brahmin in a Brahmin family from Kashi, but she is here today visiting our family. She is expert in curing snake bite. Jatila said, where is she? Where's Vidyavali? Please take me to her now. Where is she? I need her. Gargi took her to Vidyavali. Jatila looked at Vidyavali. She looked a little unusual, somewhat familiar. particularly she noticed, Vidyavali, had very dark, blackish blue complexion. She was thinking, where have I seen this? Someone like this. So, perhaps you can guess who that was. So Jatila threw herself at the feet of Vidyavali. Help, help, save us. You got to save my life. Please, please, please. Radharani, my daughter-in-law, has been bitten by a snake. You must come. Save her life. Please, please, I'll do anything. I'll give you anything. Just tell me, but you must come. Vidyavali, sitting there, said, let me think about it. Jatila said, no, you must come, please come now, immediately. You must come, you have to come. Vidyavali said, well, I don't know. She said, I have heard that in this Vrindavan area, there is one young rascal boy named Krishna. And he is moving around harassing the young girls. And me, I am extremely chaste housewife. If this Krishna even sees me, my reputation, I don't know, I think it would be too bad. My reputation might be damaged. So, I think you can find another snake doctor. But Jatila was desperate. No, please, I'll protect you. If he comes near, I'll beat him. I'll do whatever. I'll give you my life. I'll become your servant for the rest of my life. Just see, Jatila is dedicating herself like that. So Vidyavali said, oh, all right then. All right. So they came here. And Radharani, sure enough, she was lying there unconscious. But when Vidyavali came and studied Radharani, and Vidyavali touched Radharani, then some symptoms of life came. Radharani's body started shaking. Of course, it was a symptom of ecstasy. But Vidyavali said, see, this is a symptom. The poison is approaching the heart. Which was true. That special poison. She said, it may be too late. I will have to chant some special secret mantras in her ear. Vidyavali was chewing some betel. She said, there is special medicine, only I know. It is in the betel. I have been preparing it by chewing as we have been walking. I will have to transfer it to the mouth of Radharani, directly from my mouth. But no one must see this. We have to do this completely secretly. Jatila said, yes, no problem. We'll all go out. So Vidyavali, they all went out. Vidyavali locked the door from the inside. And Jatila now and the others, they're waiting outside. From the room came silence. Vidyavali and Radharani were having some pastimes together. After some time, There were some shuffling sounds and different noises and giggling sounds coming from inside. And Jatila was wondering, what is going on here? What is this process, secret process of medicine? So she knocked on the door. What's happening? Is she all right? Vidyavali responded, Radharani has been bitten by the snake of Lord Shiva. It is very powerful poison. I have had to call the snake of Lord Shiva. He is here now, but he does not want to take out his poison. Jatila said, let me speak to him, let me speak to him. Then a voice came from the room. I am the snake of Lord Shiva. I have come to kill you, Jatila. Jatila said, what? Me? What did I do? And why, if you want to kill me, why did you bite Radharani? Just bite me. Let her live. The snake said, I want to kill you because you have offended Krishna, who is the Lord of my Lord, Shiva. You have said that Krishna has an illicit relationship with Radharani. But this is a lie. As a result, Lord Shiva is very offended with you. So, I have come to kill you. And Jatila said, but why did you bite her? Just bite me. Take the poison out of her. Bite me. The snake said, if I bite you, you will die in 1 hour. But if your daughter-in-law dies, you will suffer for the rest of your life. That will be worse than death for you. And tomorrow I will bite your son. So Jatila said, what can I do? What can I do to make up for my offense? Please tell me, I'll do anything. So the snake said, you must go all around Vraj Mandala. You must tell everyone that Radharani is completely pure, that Krishna is completely pure. You must tell everyone, and you must let them meet anytime. Then I will take the poison out. So Jatila said, yes, 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 I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. And the snake said, say it now. And Jatila said, yes, Radharani is completely pure, completely pure. And Krishna is too. They can meet any time. I'll never stop them. Then there was silence from the room. A minute later, the doors burst open. There was Radharani, very happy, ecstatic, in perfect health. And there was Vidyavali. And there was no snake. You know who was imitating the voice of the snake. And Jatila said, where's the snake? And Vidyavali said, he had to go back to Lord Shiva very quickly. So then Jatila said, Vidyavali, I owe you my life. Radharani, you owe Vidyavali your life. So Radharani, you give Vidyavali a big hug and a big kiss right now. And of course, you've all guessed who Vidyavali is by now. If you haven't. Anyway, you've all guessed. Radharani was hesitant. How can I do this? Hug Krishna in front of Jatila. This is like, isn't it too much? And Jatila saw Radharani is hanging back a bit. And Jatila said, you do it. Do it right now. I'm ordering you. And Abhimanyu, the husband, came and said, you do it right now. I am your husband. I'm also ordering you to. So Radharani gave Vidyavali big hug. Big kiss. It lasted a long time. And while she was doing this, she spoke one prayer, which I don't know the whole prayer, but it's a very beautiful prayer. In this prayer, she says that how amazing are these pastimes, that the same person who my mother-in-law and husband and sister-in-law, they're always trying to keep me away from, that same person now, on their order, I am embracing. By their order, I'm embracing. How amazing. So they embraced for a long time. Then Jatila said, look, okay, that's long enough. It's okay, you can stop now. But Radharani said, you know, I appreciate Vidyavali so much, I just have to embrace her even more. So like this pastime happened right here where we are in Yavat. So now, in a few minutes, we will move on from here to Tir Kadamba. We'll explain about that place when we get there. It's also a very sacred and secret place. But now, if you have not already had darshan, you can have darshan of the deities. They are Sri Sri Radha, Radha Kanta, Srimati Radharani, and Krishna, who is very dear to Radharani. Radha Kanta means dear to Radharani. Then, on the left, just inside here, inside this pinkish wall, you go inside that way from by the altar. There you will find the deities of Jatila, Kutila, and Abhimanyu. You must have darshan of them also. There is no light So you must keep the door on the side open so you can see them. Then if you want, you can go up on the roof. There is a door in the corner, in the wall which is on this side, but in the very corner door, there are stairs going up to the roof. If you look out, you can see Nandagram. If the mist has risen, you can see Tiakadamba, you can see Kokilavan. Okay? So you have darshan. We'll wait here 10 minutes. You have darshan of the deities of Jatila Kutila Abhimanyu. If you want, you can go on the roof. And then we'll carry on. We'll be leaving through the side. This is the front door, actually. You just came in through someone's bedroom there. But anyway, that's all right. We'll go out through the front door and turn right. We will be going right if you get left behind. Sri Yavadam ki. Srimati Radharani ki. Shishi Radhasham Sundar ki. Shishi Radha Radhakanta ki. Sri Jatila Kutila Abhimanyu ki. Hare Krishna.